It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 15th, 2020. Welcome once again to our new Thursday feature, Away with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. Today we turn to the lore of seafaring men to explore the origins of three expressions that at first glance would appear to have nothing to do with those intrepid mariners who ride the waves. To begin, let's consider on the right track, meaning to do something well by following correct procedure. At first, this expression might appear to have more to do with trains than ships, but that is not the case, as you will discover while we sail on. On the right track is an expression that has been corrupted from its original form. Known as early as 1675, it began as on the right tack. It seems that in order to progress into a headwind, a sailing ship follows a zigzag sort of path, angling left to right as it moves forward. This sort of course plotting is known as tacking. It's a highly technical art, and a captain must be precise to take best advantage of the wind. It is important to stay on the right tack, because otherwise the ship will make little or no headway. Next up is Cat Got Your Tongue, which has nothing to do with furry felines. It means silent or lost for words and is often directed at someone who is quiet but who is expected to speak. While some claim that the expression began as an imaginative way of trying to coax information out of small children, the more likely origin stems from the sea. In the 17th century, the British Navy used a whip called a cat-o'-nine-tails for administering punishment aboard ship. The whip inflicted incredible pain, and when sailors were flogged, the resulting pain was so severe that those who received the punishment were often rendered speechless. Although the expression, cat got your tongue, probably has nothing to do with cats, the phrase, as the crow flies, has everything to do with crows. Meaning, in a straight line or the shortest distance between two points, as the crow flies is another nautical phrase that dates to the time of the early English explorers. With few navigational aids or accurate maps, it was important to be able to find land while at sea. The crow was renowned as an intelligent bird that would always fly straight to the nearest food source, which meant flying toward land. Ships' captains always made sure they had a cage full of crows on board before embarking on a voyage. At the right time, a crow would be released from the crow's nest above the mast, and the captain would follow the path it took, usually resulting in the fastest route to land. And there you have it, three from the sea, which should tide you over until next time. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 15th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.